This article here in this magazine, where's that golf magazine, Scott, I wonder?
I put it out in the truck there.
You know, well, anyway, it was one, I picked it up down at the post office, and it has an article about Ben Hogan's. He talked about hitting in a plane, see, mm-hmm. plane, a flat plane mm-hmm. with a swing. But I was just going to show you that.
Well, I'm a big fan of Ben Hogan's, and I've studied his Modern Fundamentals of Golf book, mm-hmm. and that's always been kind of one of my guiding principles.
Yeah.
You know, grip, stance, posture. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be interested in seeing it. And if you
that article, well, it's out there.
I'll go get it.
Did Harvey work with Ben Hogan? Did they know each other at all, Walter, or just very casual?
Casually, I think. I'm not sure. Jim DeMeritt used to come to Austin, and but
Byron had a relationship with Harvey.
Yeah, I think. Well, they all had a relationship with him, but Jimmy was the one that came over to Austin and played quite a bit.
Yeah.
And
he might have had a girlfriend over here, huh?
Maybe it had several. Yeah. Man, I might have had more than one.
Yeah. Okay. I just had to throw that in about Jimmy.
I might have to throw that in.
He was colorful, wasn't he?
Yeah, right. And he was Bob Hope, Bing Crosby type, you know.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was definitely a colorful player. And a remarkable.
And could sing, too.
That's what I heard.
He could croon like Bing Crosby. And the latest man.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Walter or Billy? You have any questions?
No, I think.
Can I? Can oh, I,